A man going to enjoy himself today, looking for his first Royal Ascot winner. It's going to be one of the big races of the day. Forget Frankel, but this man wants to win the Kingstown Stakes because it's James Doyle who's going to be riding Bated Breath, trying to stop all these international horses winning. No pressure on you then in Diamond Jubilee year to make sure we have a British winner of the Kingstowns, James?
Yeah, no, it'd be lovely. I was very happy when I opened the curtains this morning and saw there was no rain on the ground, so... No, we're very grateful for the sunshine. I hope it continues to shine and it'll be drying the ground out all the time, which will be a massive help to us, really.
And for you, I mean, you've had some big winners. I saw you in Dubai. You had a big day there. That, you were on cloud nine then. What would it mean then to actually sort of add to your CV by having a Royal Ascot winner and in the Kingstown Stakes?
Oh, it's one of these things you dream about, riding a winner at Royal Ascot. And, you know, it's our main meeting. It's like Cheltenham for the jump guys, you know. It's everyone wants to ride winners here, and it mean the world to me, yeah.
And coming racing, would you normally be expecting to get to a track 2 hours before race day? I mean, as a jockey, first race 2:30, is it the fact you're here already suggests that you know it's a different day?
Oh, yeah, I mean, well, you kind of want to avoid the traffic as well and get out and have a look at the track. So, yeah, I mean, I want to... got here early and just relax. I might as well be sitting here than in the traffic, really.
And would you be walking the course? Is that your tend to be your pre-race routine, go and see? Because obviously there's a lot of talk about the ground the draw, but what is that your pre-race routine?
Yeah, I haven't been here long, so I've just got changed and I'll head out to walk the track. There's a few of us going out, so we'll go out in a bit, yeah.
And how good do you think your horse is?
I'm really, really keen on him, to be honest. Our draws worked out quite nicely. We've got horses with speed drawn around us, which is a massive help in these big sprint races. And he's come on loads for his after his win at Haydock, and you know he's come out of the race really well. So no, I'm hoping for a big run. Yeah.
The pressure on you because there's been a lot of hype about the horse, saying yes, he's the one who can do the business, and against what all the French raiders, the Hong Kong raiders, the Australian raiders. I mean, it's not going to be easy, is it?
No, it's not going to be easy. And, you know, it's great that all these foreign raiders have come over. They're fantastic horses. I mean, Hortensia, the way she won the race, the sprint in Dubai, was unbelievable. So, you know, it's not going to be easy, no. But we're confident and, no, we're hoping for a big display. Yeah.
And is your boss, Roger Charlton, the calm sort of guy? He is on external. Inside, is he a man who gets a bit nervous?
I suppose you'd have to. It'd only be human if you did. But he is a very calm and relaxed person, so... No, he gives you a lot of confidence.
Will you be more nervous than usual riding, going out to the start on a race like this?
No, not really. I just treat it as any sort of normal ride, really.